What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about the new zones of special operation crime prevention legislation. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
A new crime prevention legislation was passed on July 11, geared towards safeguarding the human rights of residents and promoting community development through social intervention initiatives. The law reforms Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act is also called ZOSO, or Zones of Special Operation for short. The legislation establishes an accountability framework to ensure that the human rights of citizens are protected and that the security forces account for their actions within the zones.
The establishment of the legislation is a signal that the government is not prepared to cede one square inch of Jamaica to any criminal organization. There is only one sovereign state in Jamaica, and the government will act to protect the sovereign state.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The legislation facilitates a joint command consisting of a major of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, and a superintendent of police of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, who, in addition to their general training as members of the security forces, are additionally trained in human rights, the use of force, and community development initiatives. Every zone will have a written accountability and reporting system as specified by the National Security Council. This cabinet committee is responsible for defense and national security. The council consists of the Prime Minister as chairman, as well as the ministers of national security, justice, finance, foreign affairs and foreign trade, the attorney general, the chief of defense staff, the commissioner of police, and the national security advisor. Under the law, a social intervention committee is to be established in each zone of special operations. This committee will assess conditions in the zone, including physical infrastructure, health conditions, housing, and other social amenities. The committee is responsible for developing a sustainable development plan, which will include addressing issues relating to health, the environment, social improvement, infrastructural development, education, and economic development.
Social intervention is very powerful in the transformation of communities. I am confident that the zones of special operations legislation will lead to a reduction in crime and violence, particularly in areas where criminal enterprise has taken over and trying to create a parallel state which breeds a breakdown in public order and a threat to the rule of law.
The committee will also pay particular attention to vulnerable persons who live, work, and attend school in the zone, especially children, the elderly, and persons with disabilities. This social intervention committee will be chaired by the Prime Minister or his nominee and will include at least 10 persons. An area cannot arbitrarily be declared a zone. An area can only be so declared if there is a threat to the rule of law and public order. The Prime Minister can only declare an area a zone of special operations after the Chief of Defence Staff and the Commissioner of Police have advised him to do so in writing. The Prime Minister is empowered to declare a zone of special operations for a period not exceeding 60 days. The Prime Minister may, by order and subject to affirmation by the House of Representatives, extend the period with each period not exceeding 60 days. Within 14 days after the declaration of a zone and after each extension, the Prime Minister will make a statement to Parliament. An order revoking a zone may be made at any time by the Prime Minister. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.